Sooner or later, it's something we all say. We had hoped. We thought we knew the ending, and then things changed. We expected one thing, something else happened. We were on one path, and suddenly we found ourselves on a different one. We had hoped that friendship, this relationship, that marriage would work out. We had hoped to get that job, get into that college, maybe that grad program. We had hoped and planned for financial security only to find ourselves vulnerable. We had visions for what our children would grow up to be. We had hoped. We had hoped. In the gospel story that I just read from the Gospel of Luke, there are two disciples who had followed Jesus during his ministry. And they thought they knew how his story was going to end. He was the Messiah, the one who would fulfill the dreams of Israel, an oppressed people. He would restore Israel to sovereignty and prosperity and cast off the Romans. And then he was arrested, tortured, and executed by those Romans. And so with dashed hopes, they're making the journey from Jerusalem back home to Emmaus, about a 7-mile distance, walking along. We know the name of one of them, Cleopas. The other one, perhaps Cleopas' wife. They're going back to a home that isn't really home anymore, not in the same way. They return to daily lives drained of promise. Like us, when our hopes are dashed, they're gripped by loss and confusion and disorientation, like someone who has lost a loved one or received a serious diagnosis. They're adjusting to the new normal. And it's precisely at this moment that Jesus joins them on the way. "What are you talking about?" he asks. He asks some open-ended questions that draw forth their story. He listens them into speech. And then he helps them interpret that experience that they're having in light of the biblical story. He connects that story with their deepest passions and grief. As they get close to Emmaus, night is beginning to fall, and they prevail on him to come in and stay with them. And it's no longer when they're on the road, but it's when they're in the intimacy of home, sitting across the table from one another, that they come to recognize who he is. And it's while they break bread together. One of the simplest human experiences, right? Sharing a meal with someone. Something happens there. Something that touches our deep vulnerability, our deep hungers, and our needs. And the stranger becomes recognizable to them, reminding us of all those biblical stories of God's presence showing up in the exchange of hospitality with strangers. In this encounter with the risen Jesus, their story turns around. It turns from loss to hope. "Were not our hearts burning within us?" they say. And even though it's nighttime, they get up and start walking back to Jerusalem. 7 miles at night, in the dark, a dangerous journey, in order to share this news, in order to reconnect with their community. The presence of the risen Jesus leads to reconnection, to hope, to community, in the very midst of our experience of loss and disorientation and fear. So there's something kind of odd about many of these resurrection stories, if you haven't noticed it, which is that people don't recognize Jesus, right? People have a hard time recognizing the risen Jesus. Mary Magdalene shows up at the tomb and mistakes Jesus for the gardener. We heard about that a couple weeks ago on Easter Sunday. Peter, you know, has gone back to fishing, and takes him a little while to sort of figure out who Jesus is, as Jesus shows up on the beach to offer breakfast. And one of the patterns is that Jesus shows up precisely at the place where people are struggling with loss and grief. And there's something in his presence, something mysterious. The resurrected body is not just a resuscitated body. It's different. There's some deeper transformation that takes place precisely when they've given up hope. Jesus shows up and changes the story. You've probably been there at some point in your life. Maybe you're there this morning, having given up hope. You've reset your expectations lower, tried to let go of dreams and possibilities precious to you. The Easter story says that there is a different ending possible for each of us and for our world. The risen Jesus joins us on our way, even in the depths of despair, and blesses and feeds us, restores us to community, turns us around, lifts up our hearts. Now, it's important to note here that the disciples' dreams in this story are not necessarily what get fulfilled, right? I mean, they wanted Jesus to be this political Messiah who would overthrow the Romans and bring about a certain kind of worldly transformation that wasn't what Jesus was about. So the end of this story, the Romans are still in charge of Palestine, but something new, something unanticipated, something beyond their imagination has broken into their lives, and in it they discover a new sense of identity and purpose and calling. Now, Jesus joins us on our way, even in the places of despair and lost hope, so that we may also join others on their way. Think about people that you know in your life who had hoped, who were struggling with loss, with confusion, grief, disorientation, fear. How might we, as members of the risen body of Christ, Jesus' community in the world, be called to accompany them, to draw alongside on their journeys, listen them into speech, and help them make sense of that experience in light of the biblical story of God and God's people? I think this involves, in part, joining them in their homes, at their tables, on their turf, in the spaces of ordinary life, where we bless and break bread together. It involves listening to the places where their hearts burn with passion and grief. I think God shows up in those spaces where we open our hearts to one another. In a few minutes, we're going to break bread together as well. Gather around this table with the risen Lord. And I invite you to bring your own broken hopes to it. I invite you to bring your hungers. I invite you to receive the risen Lord who feeds, nourishes, and blesses us. I hope that we may come to recognize his presence in one another, that we might be nourished to join others on their way, to bless the bread that they break, to walk the paths they walk. May the spaces where our hearts burn with the greatest grief and yearning be the spaces where new life comes forth. Amen.